The Department of Defense Joint Task Force is providing a supporting role for the annual Scout Jamboree 2013. For the first time, the massive Boy Scout gathering will be held on private property. Army Sergeant Carlos Gonzalez has more.
Joint task forces from the Department of Defense prepare for their supporting role of the 2013 National Scout Jamboree, taking place for the first time at Summit Bechtel Reserve, West Virginia. The JTF's mission is to monitor the Scouts' activity and react if needed.
Just this past April, we had another exercise to help coordinate between the different agencies within the National Guard and state agencies as well. So that's kind of helped us train up and prepare for the Scout Jamboree.
The Joint Interagency Task Force Center is also providing support. It's where local and federal agencies facilitate the flow of information between the Scouts and Task Force members.
With the Boy Scouts being a by code supported organization by federal law, it added some of the dimensional aspect, and that's where the interagency piece came up, because the civilians really had to be involved, being it was on private property, and they're the lead.
With continued dedication and selfless service, the Department of Defense provides world-class support to the National Scout Jamboree, ensuring Scouts have a safe and secure site to learn and grow as young Americans. Army Sergeant Carlos Gonzalez, Camp Baden-Powell, West Virginia.
The Navy's first mobile landing platform, USNS Montford Point, is bound for Naval Station Everett, Washington, after leaving San Diego on Friday. Montford Point was christened in San Diego last March. It was named to honor the 20,000 African-American Marine Corps recruits who trained at Montford Point Camp, North Carolina, from 1942 to 1949. Engineers call Montford Point a pier in the ocean that will provide the Navy with the capability for flexible deployment of forces and supplies wherever they're needed. The vessel will undergo final trials in September and is expected to be fully operational in 2015. A primary objective of any military exercise is sharpening the skill of the participants at Exercise Western Accord in Ghana. Gail McCabe met one soldier who is taking what he learns directly to his next assignment.
The nature of information they require.
He says UN operations are familiar ground. 45-year-old Brigadier General Koko Essien says Mali will be mission number 5. But the Nigerian commander knows this project, the multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in Mali, MINUSMA, is different.
Much as I'm relaxed and you know, I'm sure I'm ready for the job, it's a little scary for me as well.
Part of what makes him nervous is the threat level in Mali. Koko will be a MINUSMA sector commander with thousands of soldiers under his charge. The briefings are part of Exercise Western Accord. Originally planned as a regional training event, U.S. Army Africa saw opportunity in a real-world mission.
This type of training is more relevant. People invest more when they know they're going to a real-world event.
But that will come on that prevail because this.
General Koko, like many of the African contingent, has prior UN peacekeeping experience. He says what he gains here at Western Accord are insights from U.S. forces based on 10 years of combat.
So we have they typically do peacekeeping. What they haven't faced in their previous peacekeeping operations is the threat of violent extremists. I think that they're very interested in seeing how we solve problems.
2 weeks of presentations and crafted scenarios based on actual events are the basis of Western Accord 13. Experiences soldiers like Koko can learn from and use.
To be able to prevent atrocities.
It's acknowledged UN missions are different from war, but both are based on survival and success.
That's a very strong point. We need
Gil McCabe, Ghana.
General Koko deployed to the UN mission in Mali just days before the completion of Exercise Western Accord.